You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Kalamazoo State Theater is turning 90 this year. To celebrate, the theater will offer a host of events for today's Art Hop, including an exhibit by Western Michigan University graduate student Alicia Risk. She's also the Kalamazoo State Theater's intern. Risk says she's collected visitors' memories about the State Theater and will hang their quotes from the ceiling on foam boards.
It'll be a visual representation of 90 years of people's thoughts and feelings and first dates and first loves and all that kind of stuff at the State Theater.
The Kalamazoo State Theater was made to look like a classical Spanish courtyard and is one of the few atmospheric-type theaters in the U.S. today. Even the fire curtain is painted like a courtyard, with a fruit stand and a fountain. If you're lucky, Executive Director Stephanie Hinman might let you see it.
So it's a counterweight system. And then I'll lock it.
The theater was built in 1927 for $350,000. Local historian Sharon Ferraro says that would be about $5 or $6 million today.
Originally, it would have been silent movies here because it was still the silent movie era in 1927. And so it would have been, it could have been Charlie Chaplin, could have been Westerns, could have been Douglas Fairbanks. You think of all the silent movie stars that we think of. Oh, they probably all came through here.
Today, big movie theaters have multiple screens where they can show one film for weeks at a time. But Ferraro says early theaters only had one screen and would show about three different movies a week.
So it was a very different way of going to the movies. There was no television, there was only radio. So this was what your major entertainment would have been over the weekend.
And then there were the performances. Over the years, the State Theater has hosted many notable names, like jazz musician Duke Ellington, the comedians The Three Stooges, and famous Michigan magician Harry Blackstone.
Magicians were always very popular. This stage was never a true 100% vaudeville stage, so we wouldn't have had, you know, like dancing girls and all that kind of stuff. But there were a lot of different groups that came through town, traveling groups that would have come through, maybe an occasional play.
Walking across the stage, you'll see the trap door. I'm told the magician made a baby elephant disappear here at the State.
That's Stephanie Hinman from the State Theater.
The paranormal group that came through said they picked up audio of a whip cracking and someone saying, "Get back."
By the 1930s, talkies had replaced silent movies in theaters, so the grand organ that played alongside silent films was retired. The organ doesn't work anymore, but Hinman says it's still hidden under the stage.
But this used to be a very grand experience, because the organist would walk in from backstage and come and sit in the chair, and then you get ready to see the film, and then a light would hit the organist, and then it would rise out from the pit.
So was that an elevated?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
And you'd be ready, you know, to hear it.
All the pipes and instruments are contained behind those walls, and I would love to go up there and touch them.
That's intern Alicia Risk again.
You want to see it today?
I would, yes, please.
I need to go up because they left the light on.
The organ is under the stage, but the pipes are one floor up.
You like it?
Oh, my God.
So take a look. Do you see handprints on the wall in black?
I guess, yeah.
There are more of them in the other one on the other side that's locked. And when I went through there with Jeff Weiler, I said...
Jeff Weiler does pipe organ restoration out of Chicago.
I said, so, I mean, is this people who were just, like, sneaking up here to hang out? Or he said, no, you're looking at a time capsule. These are handprints from the 20s of people who were working in the building and had to come up here and do maintenance. Because anywhere where you would naturally step to catch your balance, you see just stacks of handprints.
You can discover more of the State Theater's history tonight from 5 to 9 as part of the Kalamazoo Art Hop. The State will have self-guided tours, Alicia Risk's history exhibit, live music, art, and other activities. You can find a link with more info on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.